doesn't matter what you look like or who you are or what you believe. That's one thing I do know about him.
Can you explain how a parking thing could have escalated to this?
Let me address that point. Mr. Hicks had a long-standing issue in the Findlay Forest neighborhood with their parking regulations. He had attempted to address those issues with the homeowners associations on numerous occasions, unsuccessfully, and that is all public record. And that is why Mrs. Hicks believes that this incident was related to the parking. It is a simple matter. It has nothing to do with the religious faith of the victims. It has nothing to do with terrorism. It has nothing to do with anything but the mundane issue of this man being frustrated day in and day out with not being able to park where he wanted to park. And unfortunately, these victims were there at the wrong time at the wrong place. And my personal opinion is that this highlights the importance of access to mental health care services and us removing in our society the stigma for people to ask for that type of help when they need it.
Had he had a previous history of mental health issues?
I'm not able to speak to that at this time.
But you kind of opened the door when you said access to mental health. I mean, why would you need access to mental health if you didn't have mental health issues?
Well, obviously, it's not, I would say, normal or within the range of normal behavior for someone to shoot three people over parking issues.
And sorry, when you say that you knew...
Just a second. Camera?
When people look at your husband's Facebook page, there's a range. You know, there are funny photos. There's a photo of you all vacationing at Disney. But then there are also photos of his revolver. There are other photos that some people would say are a bit questionable given what's happened. When we look at the things that he's posted, specifically his weapon, how should we interpret that?
Would you like me to help you with this one?
Yeah.
I think from what Mrs. Hicks has told us, that her husband did have a concealed weapons permit. He was lawfully carrying a gun. And he was a champion for Second Amendment rights. He believed strongly in them and the constitutionality behind those. And so I think that's, as far as that goes, what we can say on that issue at this time.
But how should people interpret your husband? The average person in some of the emails I'm getting are, this guy is crazy. Is that how we should interpret him? Is that the whole story?
After what happened, I would have never expected this.
I don't think Mrs. Hicks viewed anything that led her to believe that anything like this would ever happen. And so I don't think at this point we can make any further comment, as we're not really aware of what led to this or why this actually happened on his behalf.
As Mrs. Hicks stated in her statement, this was a complete surprise to her. She was aware of her husband's long-standing frustration with the parking issues in their neighborhood. And the importance of this press conference today is to make sure that the message gets out, because in some places the message has been focused solely on the victim's religious beliefs. And the important thing is, and we hope that this press conference brings some relief, some solace to the situation, in that it has nothing to do with the victim's religious beliefs. It had everything to do with a mundane parking spot dispute.
Mrs. Hicks, can you say anything about the attempts he made to get help for his mental health issues and what his mental health issues are?
I'm sorry, we can't speak to that at this time.
That's a question that she said, and you were saying before that you said, my husband says he sings, you know, he believes in people being equal. Can you tell us more about what he said or how you know that it's not like him? Or just stuff you remember about him?
I'm having trouble verbalizing. it's almost like I know you can't say trust me, but
this is a very stressful position that we put Mrs. Hicks in, and she had no obligation to hold this press conference today. But her motivation for holding this press conference was to make sure that the message got out that this had nothing to do with the victim's religious beliefs. This had nothing to do in any way with the current climate of terrorism and executions and things like that. And it would be irresponsible for us to not have this press conference today and make sure that that message gets out.
Mr. Maitland, you said, made a phrase, something about the victims were in the wrong place at the wrong time. how well did Craig Hicks know them, and had they interacted before? Was there a particular dispute between them?
No. At this time, it's our belief that this was had nothing to do with any kind of particular relationship with those victims. Mr. Hicks had had a problem with many of his neighbors, various neighbors, and it really had nothing to do with any of these particular neighbors.
Are you aware that your husband appeared at the apartment with his sidearm on his side to talk about his parking issue?
I'm sorry, we can't comment on that at this time.
Far prior to today, or yesterday.
We can't comment on this at that time.
What is your relationship with him going forward? Can you talk a little bit about
Again, please, we're going to reserve comment on that. Mrs. Hicks is trying to process all of this like we all are, and her only purpose for being here today is, as I stated earlier, to make sure that all aspects of this story are available to the public. Thank you guys very much for coming. Appreciate your time. Thank you.